Welcome back to Insider Ecom Edge, everyone, where we break down those e-commerce trends and strategies you need to know to like really stay ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
And today we're going deep on a topic that's not just a trend. Honestly, it's like a complete game changer, and that is shoppable live streams.
Yeah, it's so true. We're seeing this major shift, you know, from just static online shopping to this like dynamic and engaging experience. And it really is bringing back that like human element of retail, which is so cool.
It really is. I mean, it's kind of like a digital, like a mashup of QVCs and social media,
yeah.
Which honestly, like that's genius.
Yeah.
But before we get too far into it, you know, let's make sure everyone listening is on the same page.
Yeah.
So when we say shoppable live streams, what exactly are we talking about?
So think of it as online shopping, but it's actually an experience that's like really trying to simulate being in an actual store.
Okay.
So it has all that energy and excitement of like a live event.
Okay.
And you have a host, it could be an influencer or a brand rep, and they're showcasing products live.
Okay.
And viewers can just jump right in and interact in real time, ask questions, get demos, and like the best part, buy products right there in the stream.
So it's not just watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a full-on shopping experience.
Exactly.
That kind of blends entertainment with that, you know, I need it now, click, buy now.
Instant gratification.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, it's not just like a cool concept. No. It's a global phenomenon we're seeing.
Oh, for sure.
And like China's leading the charge on this one.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we saw some reports that the market in China like went from $66 billion in 2019 to a massive $300 billion.
Wow.
Just 2 years later.
Yeah.
So that's mind-blowing. What's driving that kind of success, do you think?
Well, there's a few factors that contribute to that success, for sure.
Okay.
But a big one is that seamless integration of entertainment and shopping. And they do it on platforms like Taobao Live and Yuyin, which is China's version of TikTok.
Right.
So it's really about creating a fun and engaging experience that keeps viewers hooked. Mm. And they've mastered that balance, which is hard to do.
Right. Yeah. It's not just about selling. It's about keeping people, you know, there and entertained.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about, like, the power of influencers in all this.
Oh, totally.
Let's be honest. They hold a lot of sway over, like, purchase decisions these days.
Huge.
Yeah. And especially when they're demonstrating product live, it feels authentic and less like a hard sell.
For sure. It taps into that human desire for connection and like you want a recommendation from someone you trust.
Yes.
Imagine like watching your favorite beauty guru trying out a brand new mascara live. You can see how it applies. You can ask questions
right.
And buy it right then and there.
And there's also that limited time offer element to it.
So oh, yeah.
You know, like those flash sales.
Totally.
That really create a sense of urgency.
Yes.
That I need to buy this now before it's gone.
Exactly. It's FOMO, you know,
yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful thing, especially when you combine that with platforms that are, you know, impulse buy friendly.
Right. So we get shoppable live streams are huge, especially in China. But how can like our listeners who are mostly e-commerce entrepreneurs actually use this strategy to like grow their businesses?
Well, one of the first things to consider is influencer partnerships.
Right.
And finding the right influencers is key, you know?
Right.
Someone who aligns with your brand values and your target audience.
Right.
And who genuinely understands how to engage with viewers in that live setting.
So it's not just about like their follower count.
No. It's got to be authentic, you know?
Yeah.
Like look for influencers who have a history of successful live streams.
Right.
People who can really create a connection with their audience and like seamlessly weave those product recommendations into their content.
So you want someone who feels like a trusted friend, not a walking billboard.
Exactly. And you know, when you found those right partners, think beyond just like having them hold up your product.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Craft like a unique experience.
Okay.
Offer exclusive behind the scenes access, maybe a live tutorial or a Q&A.
Oh, cool.
Make it something viewers can't get anywhere else.
So it's about creating content that's valuable and engaging.
Totally.
Not just like pushing a sale.
Exactly. And don't forget about all those interactive elements.
Yeah, like what?
Polls, quizzes, real-time Q&A. All that stuff keeps viewers engaged.
Right.
It makes them feel like active participants.
So it's about building a community.
Yes.
Not just, you know, broadcasting a message.
100%. Now, another super important element is choosing the right platform.
Okay.
TikTok, Instagram Live, Facebook Live. YouTube Live.
So many options.
I know, right? Each one has its own like strengths and weaknesses.
How do you know which one's right for you?
It boils down to your target audience and your goals.
Okay.
Like TikTok's great if you want to reach a younger trend-driven audience.
Right.
but Instagram might be better for fashion and beauty brands.
Makes sense.
Facebook Live is really good for building community around your brand.
Okay.
And YouTube is perfect for longer form content.
So do your research.
Yeah.
Know your audience.
Absolutely.
And choose a platform that aligns with your brand and your campaign goals.
You got it. And once you've got that platform figured out, don't forget those incentives.
Yes.
Everyone loves a good deal, especially in a live setting.
Right. Limited time offers, exclusive bundles.
Yes.
Flash sales, anything that creates that urgency.
Exactly.
Makes people feel like they're getting something special.
It's a great way to boost those conversions, you know, and create buzz around your live stream. But ultimately, the most important ingredient is authenticity.
So no cheesy sales pitches.
No.
Or fake enthusiasm.
No way. Choose hosts who are genuinely passionate about your brand and your products.
Okay.
Encourage them to be themselves, share personal stories, and connect with viewers on a human level.
People can spot a fake from a mile away.
Totally.
You know, they want to see real people, real experiences.
Yes.
Genuine excitement about your product.
100%. And finally, don't forget to track those results.
Oh, right. So like see what's working, what's not.
Yes. Exactly.
And adjust your strategy accordingly.
It's not a one and done thing.
You know?
You need to constantly analyze and adapt.
Devolve your approach.
That's it. The e-commerce world is constantly shifting. So stay curious, stay flexible,
right,
and don't be afraid to experiment.
Now, earlier we were talking about, you know, China being the leader in shoppable live streams.
Yeah.
Is that just like a cultural phenomenon or can we expect to see it like take off in other parts of the world?
Well, while China might be ahead of the curve,
right,
we're already seeing significant growth in the U.S., Europe, and Southeast Asia.
Interesting.
It's not a matter of if, it's when.
So this is like a global shift.
Absolutely. It's about that desire for interactive experiences, you know, authentic connections and instant gratification.
Yeah.
And as technology advances, we can only expect to see even more creative and immersive applications.
Exciting times. Okay, so for our listeners who are ready to jump on this trend,
yeah,
let's break down those key steps to creating a successful shoppable live stream.
All right, step one, find those influencer partners who align with your brand,
okay,
and resonate with your target audience. Do your research, look at their past live streams,
okay,
make sure they're a good fit.
Check step two.
Create a unique live stream experience. Go beyond just product demos.
Okay.
Offer behind the scenes access, tutorials, interactive polls, Q&A sessions.
Got it. Make it valuable and engaging. What's next?
Choose the right platform. Do you want to reach a younger audience on TikTok, a fashion Sally crowd on Instagram?
Right.
Or build a community on Facebook Live?
So many choices.
Choose wisely.
Makes sense. So we got our influencers, our content, our platform.
Yep.
What's step four?
Sweeten the deal with those exclusive incentives.
Okay.
Limited time offers, bundles, flash sales, giveaways.
Got it. FOMO is our friend.
Yes, exactly. What about step five?
Okay.
Engage authentically. Choose hosts who are passionate, genuine, and relatable. Encourage them to interact with viewers, answer questions,
right,
and share personal stories.
So be real, be human, build those connections.
Yes. And finally, step six.
Okay.
Track your results and adjust your strategy over time.
Okay.
See what resonates with your audience, what drives conversions, what needs tweaking.
So it's all about analyzing, adapting, and constantly evolving.
You got it.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, like the future of shoppable live streams. You talked about, you know, shoppable live streams becoming even more like creative and immersive.
Right.
What did you mean by that?
Well, imagine a shoppable live stream that uses like augmented reality,
okay,
to let viewers like virtually try on clothes,
wow,
or makeup before they buy it.
That'd be cool.
Right. Or picture a live stream that's personalized to each viewer's interests,
okay,
and past purchases, offering like tailored recommendations and exclusive deals.
So we're talking about taking personalization and interactivity,
uh-huh,
to a whole new level.
Totally. And we could see shoppable live streams even integrated into like virtual reality experiences.
Oh, wow.
Allowing viewers to like step into a virtual store,
okay,
browse products, and chat with like sales assistants in real time.
That's wild.
I know, all from the comfort of their own home.
Crazy.
The possibilities are endless, especially as technology keeps evolving.
It really does sound like shoppable live streams are more than just a trend.
Yeah.
It's like a fundamental shift in how we'll experience online shopping in the future.
I completely agree. It's all about blending the convenience of online shopping,
right,
with the engagement and human connection of a physical store.
Yeah.
And as consumers, especially younger generations, crave more authentic and interactive experiences,
right,
shoppable live streams are, you know, perfectly positioned to meet that demand.
So for our listeners who are thinking like, okay, this all sounds great, but where do I even start?
Yeah.
What's like the first step they should take?
Honestly, the best way to learn is by doing.
Okay.
Start small, experiment with different platforms and formats.
Okay.
See what resonates with your audience. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, you know?
Yeah.
That's how you learn and refine your approach.
Jump in, test the waters, see what works for your brand.
Exactly. And remember, the key to success with shoppable live streams is to focus on creating a valuable and engaging experience for your audience.
Right.
Think about, you know, what would make you excited to watch a live stream?
Okay.
What kind of content would keep you hooked? What kind of offers would make you hit that buy now button?
So put yourself in your customer's shoes.
Yes.
And craft an experience that really delights them.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to get creative. Think outside the box and have fun with it.
Yeah.
This is a new frontier in e-commerce, and the most innovative brands will be the ones that thrive.
Well said. And that's a wrap on another deep dive into the world of e-commerce. We hope you found this episode insightful and inspiring.
Yeah.
And if you're ready to take your online business to the next level with shoppable live streams, be sure to check out our show notes for links and resources.
For sure.
Until next time, happy selling.